Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live. Let me go live on Instagram. Today we're diving deep. We're talking about thoughts, ideas, and why it's so important to write it down. If this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another transformation of a transformational lie that's going to help you become the best version of yourself. So today we're diving deep, we're diving strategic, we're diving in a way that's going to really benefit you, that in a way that's going to really help you identify the path that you would like to go. Okay, Sherry, what's going on? What's going on? Listen, today we're talking about writing down your thoughts and your ideas and why that's important. Let me write that down for a second. Hold on. Let me write that down for a second. Hold on. Right. There we go. Down your thoughts. Oh, yeah, we diving deep. Hold on, I ain't even got the mic in. Hold on. I got so excited, I didn't even put the mic in. That is crazy. Can y'all see this? Can y'all see the comment here? Write down your thoughts. And it's so important. And it's so important to understand that we all have some type of thinking that we do. We have to understand we have some type of thought that come across our mind 24/7. We're continuously thinking about things. And just because we're thinking about things doesn't mean that it's reality. Just because we think that something can come from this doesn't mean something will come from this. So it's so important to recognize the thoughts, the type of thoughts that we're having for ourselves. And the reason why it's so important is because if we can see a thought that's in our head, a vision that's in our heart, a purpose that's in our mind, something can come from this. I'm not just speaking in general term. What I'm speaking about is something as far as you chasing your dream can come from this. Because when you see your thoughts, when you see what you have been thinking about, when you see something that's so powerful, because it's not going away, you don't stop thinking about it. It helps you pursue it in a way that you're not expecting. See, seeing your thoughts is creating a vision for yourself. In the Bible, it says, a vision without a plan, where there's no path, the vision will perish. And if you don't have a vision, there's a path will not come. A path will not come because we have to understand that a path gets created when we identify the type of thoughts that we're thinking about. The type of thoughts that we're thinking about, it helps us be present in today. Because if we're thinking about something that's powerful, something that's just a dream, something that doesn't seem as important, it's important right now. Write it down. I wrote it down on the board. I don't know if y'all can see this on Instagram. Hold on, let me scoot it over just a little bit. But write down your thoughts. And the reason why the title was this, hold on. The reason why I named this, write down your thoughts, this title, is because oftentimes we just have to see what we are thinking about. To think, let me look up the definition of thinking. Because when we think, we have to understand that we're thinking of something that's going to help us. Let me look up the definition of think. think definition. Let me look up. And it says, have a particular opinion, belief, or idea about someone or something. You're just thinking about something. Let me come back to the screen. Hold on. Let me come back to the screen. You're thinking about something 24/7. I remember before I even wrote my book, before I even wrote my first book, I remember that I didn't have the belief that I could do it until I heard someone say that they wrote a book to start speaking. His name was Andre Norman. I actually saw him the other day. Not necessarily saw him in person, but I saw him online. When I saw him online, he was like, he wrote a book so he can get more speaking engagements. And then I saw another video. He was like, speaking can only get you in the room. The value that you bring is the value that you have. And so when I saw that, when I understood that, I said, oh, okay. I made my mind up to write a book. And before I made my mind up, it was just a thought. It was just me thinking of an idea. What will it feel like to actually take what's in my head and put it on a piece of paper, or to put it on a screen, or to type it, or just to see what I'm thinking? Seeing helps you believe. Because when I saw the outline for the book, I believed it. I started believing that I can do something different in a way that's going to make me fulfilled, that's going to make me happy, that's going to make me determined. Because as I'm determined and strategic around, not necessarily strategic, but focusing on what I would like to focus on, my thoughts are no longer in my head because I can see them on paper. I can see them on the screen. I can see them as I'm thinking about it. As I'm looking at the screen, it says, write down your thoughts. And it's so important to write down your thoughts, because your thoughts are something that's always with you 24/7. I remember I read a stat that said that your brain doesn't stop thinking, that your brain does not your brain does not turn off. Even when we are sleeping, we're constantly thinking about things. The power of the subconscious mind, the power of the subconscious mind is such a powerful book, because it explains that your brain never goes off. Even when you are asleep, you're thinking about things. Even when you are fast asleep, your thoughts are all over. Not necessarily. Your thoughts are always running. Put it like that. Your thoughts are always running. And it's so important to have the thoughts. And when we have the thoughts, to feel the thoughts. See, feeling and having is so different, because if we can't see what we would like, our vision would not create a path. A path only comes from understanding that there's a process behind everything that we need to do. Writing down your thoughts is work. Writing down your thoughts is hard. Writing down your thoughts is possible. It's the work that it comes after. Because now, when we understand the process behind writing down your thoughts, writing down your ideas, writing down your goals, writing down your plans, writing down something that you have in mind that you would like to accomplish, it will help you push on when times get tough. It will help you push on and when you least expect it, because your mind is always working. Let me show you this, the power of the subconscious mind. And I read that book when Bob Proctor, he was doing an interview with the young 20-year-old. It was like an old video, 21-year-old. He was doing a book, and he mentioned the power of the subconscious mind. He was like, if you think you can, then you can. If you think you can, then you can. If you think you can't, you just can't. Your mind is always working. And the moment we recognize how it's working, that's when we understand that we have to write down our thoughts. We have to write down our thoughts, because our thoughts is always with us. The power of the subconscious mind. Let me pull this book up for you by Joseph Murphy. I'm going to show you the copy that I got. This OG. Well, I don't know who he is, but I'm talking about the original copy. Hold on. Yeah. Let me see. Can y'all see this? Scoop that joke up just a little bit. Power of the Subconscious Mind. I still have the book. I think it's in one of my bags around here, but I still have the book. Thinking that you can will help you become because you're doing the work. You're doing what needs to be completed, what needs to be done, what needs to be focused on. Your focus cannot be achieved if you're not writing down your thoughts. If you're not writing down your ideas, I remember when I completed my first vision board. A vision board is when you take your thoughts and put it on a board. And when you put it on the board, it's like a dream. It's like an idea. It's like a belief that you would do this one day. And as I was creating this vision board, I'm looking for pictures to put on the magazine. I mean, on the board, I'm looking for pictures to cut. I'm looking in the magazine. As I'm looking in the magazine, I'm finding pictures that's like resonating with me. That's like speaking to me. That's showing that I see myself in the long run doing this. Yeah, it's the long run that I just have a thought about. It's just a dream. I don't understand what can come from this. So as I'm writing down and I'm cutting down the pictures, cutting out the pictures, I'm just picturing myself doing what I'm putting on the board. I'm accomplishing my dreams because I have an idea. At the time, it was just a dream. It was just a thought. It was just an idea. Even though it was just a thought, and I saw myself there, and I saw myself doing something, the vision board helped me have vision, but to see what I would like to become in the future. My first vision board turned into 4 vision boards because I come constantly seeing myself in different ways, in different positions, in different settings, because I know that I have a lot of thoughts. I know I have a lot of dreams. I know I have a lot of belief. I know I have a lot of work to do. And just because I'm able to see myself in a position, if I'm able to see myself in a certain place, if I'm able to see myself in a certain moment, why can't this come true? Why can't this become a reality? Why can't this become real life? Real life happens when we understand that our thoughts have to get taken out of our head. So the first point that I want to hit on and really explain is writing down your thoughts, the power of writing down your thoughts. I'm going to underline it. And then right underneath, I'm going to put understanding your thoughts. 1, understanding your thoughts. This is that's crazy. That line was horrible. It messed up the T and the H. Ha, the T and the H. If y'all caught it, if you know what I mean. I gotta rewrite it now. God, dog. Hold on. I gotta rewrite your thoughts. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on. Understanding your thoughts. There we go. Hold on. THS. There we go. I'm gonna be careful with this line. Yeah. There we go. My boy Kavi say, what's good, family? I'm getting ready for work. I'm tuned in though. I appreciate it, man. The bacon bay. Listen, now you can see it. See, the reason why you need to understand your thoughts, because you have so many thoughts that come across your mind. You have so many thoughts that you're constantly thinking about. And I didn't know how to break them up. I didn't know how to divide them. I didn't know how to identify them. I was just thinking. I want to do something, but me doing something, I don't know what that is. I just have a lot of thoughts. Maybe I want to be a football player when I was playing in high school. Maybe I want to go to the military when I was in college. Maybe I want to pursue some type of dream. What is this dream that I want to pursue when I have no idea what I'm pursuing? See, the thoughts come around. It's kind of like the shiny object syndrome. Something shiny is getting my attention. What's getting my attention? Something that I'm thinking about. Something that I'm thinking about because I'm constantly thinking about something. And this something is so overwhelming because I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to begin, and me understanding, me not knowing where to begin, is stopping me from doing it. It's stopping me from seeing. It's stopping me from understanding that there's a process behind this. See, before my book even got written, I had a thought that I wanted to write a book. And when I saw somebody else do it and how they explained it and broke it down, I said, huh, maybe I can do it. Maybe I can see myself writing this book. And during the process, during that time, it was a lot. I had to I had to write a draft, and then the editor had to look at it and then make corrections. And then I had to go back and rewrite it. And then as I'm going back and rewrite it, I'm like, why did I even do this? Why did I even do this? Why did I even make my mind up to even consider the fact that I can do it? Why did I do that? See, I had a thought to write this book, but I didn't understand the work that needed to be done. I saw it. And just because I saw it, I wanted to do it. See, understanding that seeing is believing, but doing nothing with the belief is just a waste of time. It's just a waste of time. It's just a thought. Because what happens to a lot of people is that we get stuck in our own mind, our own self-doubt, our own self-sabotage. Sabotage is another word of destroy. We destroy our confidence because we don't think we can. We don't think we can do it. Hold on. It's going crazy. I'm gonna hit the computer. We don't think that we can do it. At least I didn't think I could do it. The understanding your thoughts, the reason why this is so important, understanding your thoughts will help you identify the path that you would like to go. We have so many different thoughts that we're thinking about. How can we focus on one thing? How can we focus on two things? How can we focus on things that's not too much, but things that matters the most? See, the vision board gave me a path because I'm doing something subconsciously. Subconsciously is subconscious meaning. Let's look up the Google definition of subconscious so I can say it correctly. Subconscious, it is, let me share my screen so y'all can see it. It is concerning the part of the mind, which is one, is not fully aware, but which influences one's actions and feelings. Not fully aware. The subconscious mind, you're sleeping. You're doing things without even thinking about doing it. It could be sleeping. It could just be doing it. Your subconscious mind is always working. And in reality, your thoughts is always working. What stops a lot of people is that we don't understand the thoughts that we're having for ourselves. You can see someone else doing what you would like to do. You can have done what you have wanted to do, but just stop. See, seeing is believing. And when you do it, now you can see why you're doing something. Why it's possible. Why it matters. Why you can do it. See, understanding that you can do it is the start. It's the start because the first one, you have to understand your thoughts. And when you understand your thoughts, now you're able to identify something that you like to do for yourself, something that you like to have for yourself, something that can encourage you. I remember I wanted this whiteboard, and so I went looking for the whiteboard. The reason why I went looking for the whiteboard, because I saw somebody make a video with the whiteboard. I said, ooh, that's nice. That's good. I like that. Let me go look for a whiteboard. So that's what I did. I went multiple different places to look for a whiteboard. And it was so hard to find a whiteboard because a lot of people don't have a whiteboard. So when I started looking, I was looking in the wrong place. I was looking for like a handout. Whiteboards that people are throwing away. Great start. Phenomenal start. But how many people actually has a whiteboard? It was a lot. I'm sorry. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot of people that had a lot of whiteboards. So I had to go to different places trying to find this board. Trying to find this one particular board. I had multiple, but just this one board, it took a lot just to find it. And so as I'm going to look for it, I saw someone have the same size, the same dimension, the same width of it. I said, it ain't too big. It's not too small. You can really see what's on there. And so when I saw that, I said, ooh, I like that. Let me go try and find a board just like that because I saw it. Just because I saw it, I got influenced by me seeing it. See, oftentimes we get influenced by us seeing. To get influence. Let's look up the definition of influence. Because, you know, I like to read the definition as clear as possible and read the Google definition of it, the Wikipedia, not the Wikipedia, the encyclopedia of it. Influence. It means the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something in the effect itself. So when you see someone doing what you would like to do, or when you see something that just sparks something in you, you're constantly thinking about it because your subconscious mind is always working. And when it's always working, now we have to understand that we can do it, and it's identifying how we can do it, right? See, hold on, let me come back to the screen. Hold on, did I share this? I didn't share this? Oh, hold on, let me read it again. Because I don't think I was sharing my screen. The capacity to have an effect on a character development or behavior of someone or something or the effect itself. Sometimes the effect is more drastic than we think because we don't realize the impact that it's having on us. See, the reason why I started making videos because I saw my brother Malik making videos. I got influenced by him making videos. Now, we're making different types of videos, but it's the fact that he believed in himself to put himself online. So I'm like, if he can do it, why can't I do it? Why can't I do it? And so I started because I saw someone do it. I got influenced by him doing it. Getting influenced is not bad if you're influenced for the right reason. And the right reason can only help you. It can only help you grow. It can only help you learn. It can only help you see things that you would have never thought that you can do. You would never see things. At first, before I even joined the Marine Corps, the military, I didn't even think I was going to join. I said, this is the last thing I'm going to do. I ain't going to even join the military. I don't want to join. I don't even think about joining, so I'm not going to even go. Why do I need to go? I was 18 at this time. Yeah, I was 18 at that time. And at the time, it's like, I don't need to go to the military. I'm cool. I'm straight. I ain't going. And then I went to college. I went to college for like a year. And then as I was in college, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. At first, I was going for like kinesiology, which is like another word of physical therapist. Reason why I want to be a physical therapist, because I tore my ACL. So then as I was going to rehab, the guy that was there, he was helping me build the muscle back up. So I'm like, man, how long you had to go to school for this? He said, 8 years. I said, you like what you do? He said, yeah. I said, what's something that you don't like about it? And he was like, honestly, man, I think I have nothing to complain. I have nothing to complain about it. I'm like, okay. I saw a physical therapist working on my knee, helping me get back in shape. So I'm like, why not? Why not? So when I go to college, they was like, what you want to take? I said, physical therapy. They said, sorry, we don't have physical therapy, but we have kinesiology. I'm like, what is that? It's a form of physical therapy. Okay. Sign me up. Sign me up, coach. So they signed me up for kinesiology. And once they signed me up for kinesiology, I didn't know what I was getting into, okay? Just because I saw someone do and help me, I didn't see myself being a physical therapist after I started taking classes. See, seeing is not bad. Seeing is learning. Do you want to go on this path? Do you want to do this? Why do you not want to do this? Why do you want to do this? I didn't want to do it because I'm not great in science. People kept telling me, like, if you're going to do physical therapy, you do know there's a lot of science behind it, right? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I was good in high school. I'll be straight. I'll be cool. I'll be good. Yeah. I appreciate it, though. Yeah. Now I see why. It's not the fact that it's hard. It's the mere matter of that I don't see myself doing that. I don't see myself going to school for 8 years trying to get a PhD to be a physical therapist. I don't see myself doing that. I saw somebody else, which is great. But then that's when I learned, when you see somebody else doing something, go try it. Go try it and see if you like it. The next point I want to hit on is try it. Understand your thoughts and try something new. Try something new is the second point I want to hit on. Try something new. Try something new. Try something new. You can't be afraid to try something when you have never done it before. And I'm saying this because when you try something new, you're learning if you will like it, if you would dislike it, or if you will continue to learn more about it. When I was playing football, when I was playing high school football, because I played football my entire life, when I was playing high school football, my 9th and 10th grade year, they put me in a position that I wasn't comfortable with playing. Hold on, Kobe say, facts, I thought about doing it too. I still think about doing nursing to be a traveling nurse. But right now, I'm taking cybersecurity classes. Even Kobe resonate. That's my dog, man. That's my dog. And when I was playing football, I was playing defense, and the coach had put me in a position that I wasn't comfortable with playing. My whole life, prior to high school, I was playing linebacker, right? I'm not too slow. I'm not too fast. I'm like right in the middle. I was like right in the middle. I can run as fast as possible, but not that fast. I can't compete with everybody. It was this dude named Thomas Downs. That dude was fast. When I tell you fast, I'm talking about fast, okay? I said, yeah, that's different. Maybe he would have been a good DB, but not me. Best viewers. Hey, I appreciate you for joining, man. And so he was fast. He could probably play defensive back. And so as I was playing this position, I was uncomfortable. I wasn't my best. I didn't even know what the best was because the best was not me. It wasn't me. And as I was playing and practicing, trying to learn his position, I was trying something new. And then I saw some players, some linebackers making plays. I said, oh, I see linebackers making plays. Ah, okay. I might can learn from them. And as I was seeing their work ethic, what they did behind the scenes, not just on game day, but on days when you have to work out, study, learn, grow, perfect this skill, perfect this position, I'm seeing them doing the work. I'm seeing them do the work. My position, it wasn't that many of us to see. My first position, it wasn't that many positions to see. And I'm trying to learn it, but it wasn't me. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. And even though it wasn't for me, I tried it. When I tried something new, I failed at it. I didn't like it. I recognized that wasn't good. It was until coach, the linebacker coach, he put me at linebacker during a summer practice. And this when my life changed because I was in a comfortable position. I didn't know the plays. I didn't know the role and responsibilities. I knew how to do what I've been doing my entire life. I knew how to play linebacker, so I knew how to go attack the ball. I knew how to do that. I've been doing it my whole life. And so when he put me in a familiar ground, in a familiar position, I was able to excel because I saw what success looked like. Trying something new is just identifying what you are good at, what you like, what you don't like, why you like something, why you don't like something. Because if you are so hard on yourself, and always saying that today ain't the best time for me to start. Tomorrow is the best time for me to start. Nothing's going to come from that. Nothing's going to come from it because you haven't made a decision for yourself. You haven't saw yourself doing what you would like to do because you're constantly pushing it back. You're constantly doubting yourself. At least I was doubting myself. When I was playing that first position, I was doubting myself because I wasn't good. I wasn't great. I was not playing at all until I saw what the work needs to be done. Until I saw and understood that I need to do more when I'm not in front of these coaches, when I'm not on the field, when I'm not playing. Because when I do more, I'm helping myself. And hold on. I'm coming back. Yeah. I'm helping myself. But it's seeing what success looks like in a way that's going to help me more. And the last point I want to hit on before I go ahead and get out of here, last point I want to hit on is to be patient to yourself, okay? Be patient with yourself. I'm just going to put be patient. Be patient. Three. That's a three right there. Be patient. Okay, this one is so important because life is not going to come how you expect it to deliver. Your results is not going to show how you would like for them to come. Your success would not show up in the way that you think and believe it can. Go back to the vision board example. As I was cutting the pictures out of the magazines, I was learning more about what I would like to do. I was seeing it from someone or something. Remember what the definition of thoughts? I think it was thoughts. Definition of thoughts is seeing someone or something. And when I saw what I was doing and what the visions that I was putting down on the board, it was just helping me have more belief in myself. It was forcing me to have belief in myself because I'm the one putting the pictures down. I'm the one doing and cutting and looking for the pictures. I'm the one that's doing it. And I'm putting the pictures down. I'm just building my belief up for myself. And as I started to learn the belief that I had at that moment, I had to learn how to give myself grace because it wasn't going to happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. It certainly didn't happen over years. Because one thing that we do as people is that we're so hard on ourselves. Even though we see a dream, we see ourselves doing something, we see and understand the thoughts that we have, we write our thoughts down, and that's still not good enough. That's still not good enough because we're not on the right path for ourselves. What stops a lot of people is they don't continue to be and go along the journey. I was in this business class last week or two weeks ago. And as I was there, I was learning about, I believe it was artificial intelligence. And as I was teaching how to use artificial intelligence in business, this is how you market, this is how you communicate, this is how you get your message, so on and so forth. I was watching this video when we went on lunch break. And once we went on lunch break, I was watching this podcast. So the guy asked him, he was like, "What is the best piece of advice that you ever received before?" He said, "Man, when you get in business, stay in business." I'm like, he said, because a lot of people give up when times get tough. This gentleman that he was interviewing, the video that I was watching, the guy had went bankrupt. Like, he went completely broke. He said the best lesson that he learned, the best lesson came from him being broke again. And he said, once you get in business, stay in business. And it was ironic because somebody said that to me a couple months ago. When you get in the business, stay in business. At the time when I first heard it, I didn't understand what they were speaking about. When you get in business, stay in business. What does that even mean? When you get in business, stay in business. Okay. So I'm just nodding my head like, all right, thanks for the advice. That advice was so helpful. I don't know what to do with it now. And when you get in business, stay in business, it helped me understand that there's more here that goes on that's not being spoken about or that I don't understand. I would say that I don't understand. There's more that's being spoken about that I don't understand that I need to learn. And so I continue to learn. I continue to go to workshops. I continue to go to conferences. Continue to go to different places. And as I'm going to different places and learning new information, I'm learning why the statement is so valid. When you get in business, stay in business, because a lot of things can happen. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of moving parts. When you get in business, stay in business. I said, oh, okay. When you see your vision, stay on your vision. When you have a dream, always pursue your dream. Why? Because there's going to be a moment in time when life gets hard. And the moment, day, week, month, year, it gets hard. Do not throw in the towel. You have to give yourself patience. You have to give yourself patience. You have to be patient with yourself because nothing's going to come as quickly as you expect it to come. Nothing's going to happen as soon as you think it's going to come. Reason being is because it takes time. It takes knowledge. It takes wisdom. It takes experience to actually learn what you would like to do. To actually see and understand the thoughts that you have. Go back to the title that this video is about. Write down your thoughts. Your thoughts is just helping you identify the path that you like to go on. It's not going to be a straight line. It's going to be a bumpy, curvy, hilly. I don't know if that's a word. Incline, decline. There's going to be hills. There's going to be slopes. It's not going to be a straight path. It's not going to be easy. Just because it's not easy doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't see yourself actually doing something that you have a thought for. The power of that's what the word was, subconscious. I forgot the definition there. It was the power of the subconscious. I mean, the subconscious definition is doing things unaware. Doing things unaware. As you're going along your journey, as you're going along your process, as you're going along everything that you like to do, you have to understand the work that you're doing today is being built upon because of when you started. There's going to be adjustment periods. How to say there's going to be adjustment periods. There's going to be adjustment periods, and we have to understand that periods is making us better. The adjustments is helping us grow. Us seeing is understanding that we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do. When you get in business, excuse me. When you get in business, stay in business. When you start seeing and understanding your thoughts, keep learning your thoughts because they don't stop happening. They don't stop coming. They don't stop displaying. Because oftentimes we just have to see things multiple times for us to finally understand it. I had to hear, when you get in business, stay in business multiple times, because now it finally resonates. I finally understand it. Resonate is another word of understand. I finally learned it. Because when I learned it, now I believe in everything that I'm seeing. If they can do it, this is what I'm thinking. Back to when I saw Malik start making the videos. If he can do it, why can't I do it? Oh, because he got belief. Oh, because he got patience. Oh, because he actually started. Oh, okay, let me actually start. Let me actually do something for myself. So that's what I did. I actually did something for myself. So to recap this video, write down your thoughts, because you have to understand what you are thinking. You have to understand that you have a lot of thoughts that come to your mind. And as they're coming to your mind, what are you doing with those thoughts? Write down your thoughts. Hit the video. I wrote down the thoughts so I don't forget what I was talking about. Because we have so many, we often forget where we are at. We often forget what we're seeing. The next point I hit on was try something new. Don't be afraid to be embarrassed. Be afraid not to start, because when you start, that's when you learn and grow and develop for yourself. Learning a skill, learning something new will be overwhelming. But when you start learning something new, keep learning something new. When you get in business, stay in business. Because when you learn more, you grow. And you see more, and you understand more, and you learn more. And be patient. Just trust and believe me. It's not going to come overnight. It's not going to come when you want it. It's going to come as you continue to show up. Kyrie says, same. I had to hear multiple streamers and content creators say, there's money out there in that business. Now making steps towards building and making content. Kyrie, you just reminded me, bro. I made a video about you. Well, about the stand, about the what is it called? Not GoPro. What is this called? Tripod. God, duh. I forgot the name. I'm like, bro, what is this called? The tripod. I made a video about you and just the tripod aspect of it. And what I said was something that you just type. But I can't remember. It was good. That was good. If y'all want to watch that video, make sure y'all go to YouTube at Terrell, T-E-R-R-Y-L, Humphrey, and then go to the last recent video, because I don't remember the title. I don't remember the title. Furthermore, it's one that's really great. That's really great, because we have to start with the steps that we are at. Be patient with yourself. You have to get comfortable with being patient. Because it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen when you are ready for it. It's going to happen when you do the work for yourself. Listen, I appreciate y'all. I got to go ahead and get up out of here. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, and comment and share this with a friend that needs to learn how to write down their thoughts and is going to help them identify their future and their goals. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.